Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. To me, one of the most intriguing aspects of ethology is learning and experiencing firsthand how new behaviors evolve. We all start out with this pretty basic repertoire of behaviors, but then we put them together in such a way that we can come up with a very, very complex displays. Not unlike we take the letters in the alphabet and just by virtue of arranging them in a different way, communicate a wide variety of different messages. Sometimes the way we humans and other domestic animals arrange ancient behaviors to form something completely new and different comes as a complete surprise. That's an experience that I recently had with the animals in my house. A lot of different behavioral factors came into play and resulted in something quite new, and I thought, and still think, something quite special, if somewhat funny. Let me preface this by saying that the first behavior that came into play here was that the trailer people moved out. Had they still been living there, I doubt that any of this would have occurred. The second part of this has to do with the fact that I do yoga on average 6 mornings a week. And when I do yoga, the pets are there. When I used to do what's called flow yoga, where you pretty much move from one pose into another, this wasn't that much of an issue. But recently, I've started to work on singular poses and holding them for a much longer period of time. For me, that requires a certain amount of concentration. Consequently, having 2 dogs and a cat rolling around on the mat around me or trying to sniff my nostrils or sticking their paws in my ears or whatever had the potential to become a real irritant. On the other hand, learning to deal with it has helped me tremendously because one of the things that's necessary to hold a pose is concentration and self-control. My thinking was that if I don't have enough concentration, self-control, and most certainly patience to ignore 2 small dogs and a cat, then I wasn't doing something right. And so that's what I started doing. I practiced and I practiced so that I could ignore them and hold the poses. As a result of this, I gained more from their presence relative to my own physical and mental development than I would have had they not been there. And although it might not be the case for everyone, for me, by the time I finish about an hour's worth of yoga, I'm pretty whipped, and I'm really looking forward to my shower. So the next part of this behavioral sequence is that I go take a shower, and the pets do whatever they do, and that usually means that they play. At the end of the shower, I always rinse myself with cold water. And I have a drilled well, and the water is very cold. The water is so cold that when I visit friends who are part of a municipal water system, their cold water feels lukewarm to me. With that background in mind, I'd like to demonstrate how that particular sequence of behaviors that I didn't plan evolved into what I can only think of as a celebration of our relationship with each other that has now become a ritual.
Oh, You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.